got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
What the black community needs is some truth.
What's that truth, Keith? Well, what's the truth?
It's facts.
Not only do they need facts, they need some damn integrity. Right? They need some integrity. They need a dose.
Some what?
Some integrity. They need a dose of reality. You know? You know what black people need? Come here. Let me show you what black people need. Need to grab them? Shake the shit out of them. Wake up! What's wrong with you? Why you keep voting Democrat for? Stupid Negro!
That's what these niggas need, man. This white billionaire sets them straight. He's spitting facts.
Yeah.
Listen to white man. Listen to this white man, black people.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
He's telling you the truth. It's going to hurt, but at least you'll know the truth of why you such a sorry ass nigga.
Average white family in America makes $60,000. The average Indian family in America makes a hundy. Number one immigrant community in America is the Indians. The average black family in America, I think it's 38,000. And so blacks, then Hispanics, then whites. But you know who beats the whites? Pakistanis, Chinese, and Indians.
It's crazy.
It's work ethic. It's focus on education.
Yeah. It's your worth ethic. It's your worth ethic. Mm-hmm. It's your worth ethic. Fuck!
It's your work ethic.
It's your work ethic.
Yeah, there you go.
Say, I got that nigga tongue. It's the work
that's
ethic.
That's that Negro gene trying to hold you back. It's your work ethic.
Your ambition.
Yeah. Your ideas.
Your integrity.
Yeah. Yeah, your motivation.
Your ambition. That's what
decides.
Your culture is what decides if you're going to be successful.
You know what? This country could be systemically racist. Right? Just white. Right? 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 You follow me? And me and Keith, the only two black people in this country. But guess what? Me and Keith will still be successful. You know why? Because I got an ambition. I'm motivated. How can I go out here and be successful? Got it. I'm going to go out here and dance for the white man. I'm going to be out here shucking and driving, sucking and jiving.
Sucking and driving?
How you say it?
Shucking and driving.
Shucking and what?
And driving.
Shucking and driving.
You said shucking and driving.
I can't talk that nigga talk. I would be out here dancing for the white man.
No, you ain't.
How else am I going to make money? This country's systemic racist. What am I going to do? I'm going to be a doctor, lawyer? These white people ain't going to let me do that. I'm going to go out here and earn my living.
No, if this is systemic racist, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Where you going, Africa?
Hell no, I ain't going to Africa. I'm gonna go to Australia.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna go somewhere else. I ain't going to Africa. Who the hell going to Africa? Who leaves America? Ain't nobody going to Africa.
Some dumbass Negro.
Most of the people go to Africa for vacation, like, man, why the fuck did I come here? Hey, but back to what the white billionaire said.
Yeah.
Like Democrats always point out, hey, there's a wage gap. Yeah. Between black and white. They leave out the part that there's a wage gap between black and everything else. Even the illegal Mexicans are doing better than black people. You know why? Because of their culture. They're hardworking.
Yeah.
Like I'm having a house currently built. None but Mexicans. Well, Latinos.
Yeah, Hispanic. Latino. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only time I see a white guy is when the supervisor shows up.
Yeah. Do I see any black people in that job site?
What the foreman's Mexican. He Mexican?
He's Latino.
He's Latino, right?
Yeah, he's American. What do you keep calling him Mexican for? I don't see not one black man on that job site.
Yeah.
I see one woman.
She's Latina.
But she's Latina.
Yeah.
I don't see no black people doing that. Why? Because black people are lazy.
I wouldn't say that.
No, they don't want to work for their money. What's the reputation of the Chinese? Oh, they smart, they're good in school, good in math, they're ambitious engineers, they know how to shoot a camera, right? Yeah. Their women can't drive. Why do we have these stereotypes? Because we have them for a reason. Because these are facts I'm spitting.
Yeah.
What are the stereotypes we have of Latinos? They're illegal. They work hard. They bust their ass. They're not.
Landscapers.
They landscapers. They work hard. They earn their money. They're not lazy.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What do they say about black people?
Well, they don't say. Well, yeah.
We have stereotypes for a reason. No, don't say it on camera if you don't have the balls to. But, you know, we have stereotypes for a reason.
No, it's like
black people in the spot they are in because of them. It's nobody else's fault. Pakistanis, Chinese, they're in position they're in because they earned it.
Well, Nigerians, those are real Africans. They come here. They up there with the Indians. The typical household income for Nigerian Americans that come here from Africa and study, they're like around 90,000 per household.
It's not your skin color, it's your culture.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the culture within the black community in America, majority of it is trash.
No, they victimize themselves.
Trash.
So you don't understand, like...
No, it's trash, Keith.
Yeah, but when I was younger, I bought into that. I used to victimize myself.
Yeah.
Like, I was like if something didn't go right, oh, they did it because I'm black.
Yeah.
Oh, they improved my credit card for the MasterCard because I'm black. Oh, he didn't hire me because I'm black.
I used to have anxiety because my mom would tell me these horror stories when she grew up through Jim Crow. Every time I look at a white man, I said, damn, man, look how he's looking at me. He's doing that because I'm black. Oh, look how that white girl's looking at me. She's doing that because I'm black. Nah, that girl wanted to suck me off. I didn't know because mama had brainwashed me. I could have got sucked off by so many white women I was growing up. But I thought they was looking at me funny because I was a Negro. Hey, and that's the problem that plagues the black community. That's a microcosm in every black community in America. It's all social anxiety. They see things that's not there because of the Democrats or because of their parents.
Yeah.
Tell them these horrible stories that they had to go through growing up. It's all social anxiety. It's all things, they're delusional. They see things that's not really there.
Yeah.
And I was the exact same way.
Yeah. But we had a good foundation with a dad, and he had two jobs. So I was always a hard worker.
Yeah. And mama was Christian. Yeah, we was poor as hell, though. Dad had two jobs, mama's Christian. God didn't have no love for us. Man, we was poor.
Yeah, he did.
Huh?
Man, shut up. Y'all listen to that white man. I know it hurts. I know it hurts to look in the mirror and like, man, I'm just sorry.
Yeah.
But you can change that today.
Yeah.
Start thinking like the white man, like the Indian, like the Pakistani.
Like the Chinese.
Like the Latino. Stop thinking like a nigga. It's a damn good show.
These niggas ain't gonna listen to you. They gonna be the first dumbasses in line to vote for Biden.
Yeah. Hey, we got a new giveaway. Well, it's not a new giveaway. It's almost up. It's the last month. Not today's the last month. It's the last month.
What are you talking about the last month? We got like 10 days left.
Yeah, it's the last month.
That ain't a month, that's 10 days.
Hey, we give away a Ford F-350 and $10,000 in cash to enter the win. Go to officialhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically into the win, the truck, and the $10,000 in cash. Yeah.